back in it.
We are back.
Another little mini episode, shorter episode.
Yeah, less than 10 minutes is the goal for these.
Yeah, just short little discussions. What's on the docket? What are we chatting about for this one?
I don't know, I've already forgotten. No, this one was on like Bible study,
quiet time.
What does your quiet time look like?
Yeah.
In the morning or in the evening or in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
I think we just wanted to briefly, I don't know, just talk about our own personal times.
Yeah.
With God, studying the Word and how that looks. Okay, let's start with this question. Morning or evening? Morning or evening?
I feel like that is just a huge debate within itself. I know, anybody. Right? People want to talk about that.
So when is the best time to sit down and have quiet time?
Well, here's what I would say. You might differ with me on this. But I would say that it should be whatever time is your sharpest.
Okay.
Like whatever you are at your best. For me, that's the mornings. I know other people who are just night owls. They think clearest and best in the evening. So I would say for them, evening, if that's your premium time, that's what it should be devoted to. Now, I know some people who try to do morning and evening based on biblical admonitions, right? Like before you, as you rise and as you go to bed, like this should be the first thing on your mind and the last thing on your mind. I've struggled to be able to do that personally.
Okay.
I've attempted it, but I'm typically just done in the evenings. Like I just I shut down mentally.
Yeah. Okay. So I think on that, most of my adult life I was single.
Yeah.
So the best time for me would just be in the evenings because I would get home and there wasn't anybody there. I didn't necessarily have a family.
Right.
So I would have
probably no friends.
Yeah. No friends. Zero friends, zero community. So I would just have, to one degree or another, unlimited time to be able to sit down and study the Word of God. So for at least 8-9 years of my early Christian life, the evening was the best for me because it was uninterrupted. I could, block off a huge chunk of time. But now that I'm married, I've flipped to mornings.
You go mornings now?
Mornings,
You mentioned the word uninterrupted. That's so critical. There are times whenever I settle in my office at the church and I'm thinking, all right, I've got my Bible open. I've got a couple of resources open. I'm going to really dive in, especially if I'm like teaching and trying to prep. And I mean, within every 10 minutes, like somebody's knocking on my office door or whatever else. And it's just constantly I've struggled with that. So what I'd started to do was our doors open at 8:30. So I'm going to get there at 7:30.
Okay.
And I'm going to be in there by myself spending that time. So
you're based on those times, are you shooting for about an hour?
I like to, but it varies, certain days.
So you're not legalistic.
I'm not legalistic.
Okay,
I used to be much more rigid in that, and it became legalistic.
Okay.
It became a checklist item. So every season of life and every believer is different. Like some people, to ask them to sit down and spend an hour opening the Word of God is, that's just too much.
Okay.
You know, it's like drinking from a fire hydrant.
Okay.
So I don't think there's a magic number, right?
Like, well, there's not a time
prescribed
in Scripture.
There's no semblance of that.
Okay.
But rather, I think it's more of a spirit, right? Like, it should be something that we desire. It should be something that we spend time doing because we want to do it. We need it.
Yeah.
It's that spiritual nourishment, right? I know this is kind of a little bit different, but Luther once talked about his prayer life to start. He said he spends an hour in prayer every morning before he starts his day. And he said, now on days when I'm particularly busy, when I have a whole lot of stuff to do, I make sure I spend 2 hours. You know, it's just like you would expect it to be like, oh, when you've got time, you spend, more time alone and quiet with God.
Right.
And whenever you're busy, you kind of tighten it up. And he did the opposite. He said, when I've got a lot to do, I need more spiritual nourishment.
Right.
And I think that mindset is appropriate when you spend that quiet time.
Okay, so we need to, there needs to be a desire to have that time.
Right.
Whether it is 10, 15, 20 minutes,
right,
or 1 to 2 hours.
Right.
We're concerned, yes, about the time, but the desire to make that time.
And if you don't have the desire, the first thing you do is you ask God for a heart to have that desire, right?
Like, okay, so, yeah.
Make me love your word.
Okay, so you're talking about asking God. So would you say that prayer is essential in that window of time that you set aside?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what does that look like for you? Is it beginning, middle, end, kind of throughout, off and on?
Yeah, I think it's a combination. Especially when I open up the Word, my prayer is that God would allow the Word to speak to me, that my heart would be distraction-free, that I would be able to say, hey, let me hear your voice from the pages of Scripture. And then there are, of course, we have special prayer requests and things that we think about that are heavy on our hearts, and those are throughout the day as you're prompted. But there's intentionality, right?
As you're prompted, Martin Lloyd-Jones said, whenever you have the inclination to pray, do
pray.
It.
Yeah.
Do it.
That's good. That's exactly what a spirit of worship and prayer time is like What about you? What would you say to that?
Within the last probably 6 months, I've really tried to begin by looking at Psalm 119, verses 30 through 40. And in that little section, 8 verses, basically, whether it's David, Daniel, or I think Ezra, maybe the other one that possibly could have written that psalm, he's basically asking to be instructed and to be taught by God.
That's
so just
so
like
good.
You were saying, that there needs to be an asking of God helping to understand the Word. That's basically what is happening in those verses right there. So I've tried just to at least read through that and kind of just pray through those petitions.
Yeah, to get your heart and mind ready to open up the Word of God.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask this question.
And I fail. I don't do that perfectly every time.
Of course. No, and we're not pretending like we've got this figured out. This is just a couple of guys who are seeking to do this as best we can.
Yeah.
Let me ask this question. How do you navigate or construct your study of God's Word? Like, do you pick a book and just work through it? When you get done with that book, do you just pick another one? Is it random? Are you Genesis to Revelation? How do you do that?
Okay. Well, my dad, for example, he uses the one-year Bible reading plan. He's been doing this for 6-7 years now.
Yeah.
But it reads a portion of the Old, the New, Psalms, and Proverbs. So he's, getting, both Testaments every day.
I did one of those last year.
Yeah. And I think he's switched up depending on which year-long plan. But anyways, that's what he's done. I take the MacArthur approach because I was first introduced to this a few years back. He just reads through the Old Testament. Okay, you just start in Genesis, you read through the Old Testament, as well as picking a New Testament book and reading that New Testament book as many times as you can for an entire month.
Okay.
Okay, so if I could take the Gospel of John in the month of July and I read the Gospel of John as many times as I can, or you could break that up into chapters, read those certain chapters as many times as you can, as well as reading through the Old Testament.
So, okay.
So he's looking for repetition there.
Yeah, I like that because I do something, I don't do that same thing, but I do something kind of similar in the sense that I try to read for breadth and for depth.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Like kind of the, so I've done, like what you mentioned with your dad, like I started this year Bible reading plan. I did that last year. I'm doing it again this year to make sure that I'm being exposed to the whole counsel of God for the longest time.
Yeah, that's key.
Yeah,
that's key.
Like I want
the whole counsel of God.
I don't want it, because for the longest time, what I would do is I'd say, okay, I'm reading the book of Hebrews, and I get done, and I'd be like, oh man, that was so good, and then I would bounce over and read the Gospel of Matthew, and then I would read like an Old Testament prophet, and then I would be like, gosh, Hebrews was so good, and I go back and then I started to realize I was landing on some of my favorite books or what, and I was not maintaining all the counsel.
Okay.
So read for breadth, but then also, especially with you and I, opportunities to teach and preach, like, okay, as I hone in on a particular passage, let me read this over and over and over again and drill down into the depths of just a handful of words or verses, to be able to line that up. So breadth, depth, length of time, those kinds of things. What else do we need to cover as we wrap up?
Okay, so prayer, reading of the Word of God, any other resources or any other books or anything else that you incorporate into
quiet time? That's good. Sometimes I'll have, if there's a particular theology book that I'm working through, if I'm dealing with a certain doctrine, that may or may not be related to the biblical text that I'm looking at, or commentary, maybe old New Testament kind of survey type material, okay. Things that there's always resources that I'm looking at and consulting to help me navigate and understand the Word of God better.
Yeah, I think I've tried to pull a confession.
Westminster
or the 1689.
Gosh, that's so good.
And just read, I don't know, just a page or two of those, or just one of the Q&A.
Man, I built my whole quiet time around that one time. I went through the confession, the 1689, and it has the biblical verses that cite or supplement their argumentation. So I would do that, and I would study those verses that went with it. I've done the same with the Apostles' Creed. That's good. I like that. That's really good.
And I'm not perfect in this by any means.
Of course not.
Like, this is working and progressing.
Right.
To, you know.
Right. But this is a way to study the Word of God, spend that quiet time with intentionality and purpose.
Absolutely.